Welcome to the Collegiate Sports Network, what we hope will be the first of many broadcasts here. I am joined by Carson Phelps and Brady Hunt.
Hello, hello.
Pleasure to be here, Connor.
Yeah, hey. Really excited to get this going. Hopefully we can round out the rest of the season with some good games. Starting off tonight, we have the 1-6 Collegiate Lady Spartans facing the 4-3 Clearwater Indians. Carson, what are you looking forward to in this game?
Well, this game is honestly, this is a test of the Giants in 4A right here. Clearwater may be 4-3, but their losses come to 4A powerhouse Wellington and 4A powerhouse Ando. This is a great team that Collegiate will be facing tonight.
Certainly will be a battle.
I think it's the game.
We're not picking up a lot of what you're saying.
That's the game.
That's it.
Better?
Should be.
We have to hold the mic very close.
Yeah. You got to speak through the top of it.
Yeah, you're right. Our level indicators are low.
There it is.
Yeah?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I don't hear you very well.
Can you not hear me?
Huh?
Can you not hear me?
Not as well.
All right, we will pause for the national anthem.
Yeah, that's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's basketball game between the visiting Clearwater Indians and your Wichita Commission Lady Spartans. At this time, we demand that you be prized and take the plaque as the honor bearer with the singing of the national anthem. Sing tonight's national anthem, Wichita Commission Jr. Aaron Gold.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright light and bright dawn fell upon the sky. But the ramparts we watched were so carelessly dreaming. And I look at the
Aaron has a great voice.
Certainly. Great rendition of the national anthem there. Here are your starting lineups.
Oh, now we have need that.
Better? Yeah,
okay. Better.
I'll see the handshake.
You know, I believe four of these Lady Spartan starters also started the JV game, so could be interesting to see how fatigue plays into their performance today.
Certainly, and a lot of inexperience also in that lineup with so many underclassmen.
Oh, I can agree. Yeah, we've definitely seen some growing pains this year, but senior leader Ariana Vincent is confident that they're going to get it back on track now.
Spartans looking for their second win of the season here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think are some of the keys that they're going to need to win this game?
I think that they're going to need to shut down Carly Carlson. She's leading the Clearwater Indians in scoring. Ariana Vincent was concerned that regardless of if she's hitting shots or not, she'll be a factor on the court. I don't see her. Oh, there she is. Playing point guard for the Indians tonight.
All right, just about ready for tip-off. And it'll be Furman taking the hit for the Spartans. And Levenger taking the hit for Clearwater.
Oh, 32, there we go.
Collegiate wins the tip out to Gomez, and Conrad takes the point. Passes to Vincent at the top of the key. Kicks to Conrad at the top of the three up. Conrad holding the ball at the top of the key. Trying to look to get the ball in. Heavily guarded by 33.
Oh, my gosh.
And 5 seconds called there on Collegiate.
Oh, time out by Coach E.
Oh, sorry, yep. Correction.
You know, this is Coach E's first year coaching the Lady Spartans. He actually comes from women's basketball powerhouse Wellington, who's the number one ranked team in 4A right now.
Yep. Really stifling defense there on the opening possession by Clearwater to get the nearly 5 second call there on the heavily contested.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Forces the timeout by Collegiate.
Coach Heath practices a tried and true triangle offense, and it looks like only two lines going back and forth there, not really effective.
Yeah, certainly. You have to keep moving. Conrad takes the ball off the top of the key, tries to pass into Furman. He does get the ball. Dribbles in the lane, puts up the shot, and off the mark. Vincent on the rebound, though, is blocked on the putback. Brings it back down and puts it up off the glass for a miss. Clearwater with the rebound. Passes up ahead of the court to 33, who lays it in for the two.
Wow.
Really good court vision there from Clearwater.
I agree. 33 tapping her hand, seeming to think that she was fouled there.
Certainly a bit of contact, but maybe not enough to warrant a foul. Once again, heavily guarded. So again, this takes the ball and passes it back. Downing dribbling against pressure. Puts up a bit of a shot. Vincent now on the block, and she's fouled. Furman catches the inbound pass in the lane and in.
Huge height discrepancy right there.
Yeah, certainly. Great way to play the mismatch in the lane.
I agree.
Clearwater easily able to get the ball inside and in. Levenger.
That's the deficiency of having a team with dominant height. You just don't have the quickness that Clearwater might have.
Yeah,
tonight.
Certainly tough to move on the quick passes to the inside. Something Collegiate's going to have to look for right if they're going to have a shot winning this game. Good pass inside there to the lane, and travel is called on her. Clevenger the ball on the block. Easy layup, but missed. And strong rebound from Vincent. Collegiate now trying to run offense. Pass it to Herman, back to Conrad. And
oh!
passing in the traffic there and usually not going to end up with a good result.
Unwise pass, but that's what you're going to see from so many underclassmen starting for the Spartans.
Yeah, certainly a bit of an experience there, passing the three people in the lane. Open three for Clearwater off the mark and out on Clearwater. And it's tipped over the back.
EJ can't allow too many more of those. We saw in warm-up, the Indians were not missing from deep.
Certainly, they look like a very good shooting team. Down and takes the ball off the court.
And is fouled.
A lot of contact.
Number 32, Clevenger.
Is that her second?
Yes, that is her second. That's a big development right there.
Wow.
Clevenger is certainly going to have to ride the bench there for a while for Clearwater. Early foul trouble.
Oh!
And offensive foul called on Vincent, plowing through the defender on the inbound play.
Wow, Chloe Villagomez face guarding Carly Carlson.
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, it seems like the directive has been to stick a player on her like glue all game.
And point of emphasis, wow.
And it forces a turnover as Clearwater tried to get the pass into her, and it was deflected out off of her, so collegiate ball now.
Seemed like Laney was going in for a double there almost.
Yeah. Downing once again takes the ball off the court for collegiate.
Oh.
And stolen in transition. And knows he'll say that she ran out of bounds.
Wow.
So, unforced error there from Clearwater gets the ball right back to Collegiate.
Yeah, if Clearwater doesn't capitalize on those, then they might fall to this trap game to Collegiate.
Downing throws the ball away and under pressure. And pass ahead, and that is good. For Berlin.
That's why Carly Carlson's so dangerous. Did you see that vision there, Connor?
That was great court vision. Really, Khalid's just going to have to do a good job of getting back in transition. Got and exploited a couple of times. Downing running the offense, and that ball is picked off on the pass. And Trojan lays it in. And a quick 6-0 run from Clearwater has the Indians up 8-2.
If I'm not mistaken, all six of those points have come off the break as well.
Yeah, certainly. And four of them, I believe, off turnovers. Conrad now taking the ball at the top of the key. Picks up her dribble and throws the ball away.
Third consecutive turnover.
Misses the layup. Put back is good, though. And timeout called by Collegiate.
Second by Coach E.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, you can really see the aggression from Clearwater already. Basically stealing every drive and really forcing it back on Collegiate.
Yeah, certainly Clearwater's done a good job early getting into passing lanes, and that's something that they're going to look to keep doing because obviously their transition offense has been run very well so far.
Right. You could just see the frustration on Collegiate's face. It's really difficult to just have every offense be thrown back at you.
All right. Thank you, Aiden Myers. We'll be looking for more from you as we continue. Collegiate now looking to stem this 8-0 run from Clearwater. Downing takes the ball up the court once again. Drives into the lane. Relatively uncontested, met by three defenders, however. And jump ball is called.
Oh, wow.
Looks like Downing had a bit of an open lane there, but was stopped quickly by three Clearwater defenders.
Yeah, the Indians seemed eager to guard the paint, leaving, I think, three people open there for three.
Yeah, certainly. Possession arrow goes to Clearwater, and they'll carry the ball back up court. Shot is off from Clearwater, rebounded by Overman, passes to Downing, and Spartans will clear. Pass inside, and
wow.
Pass is blocked. Wow, stifling defense there. up the court to Carlson. Hooks for a three, and that's off the mark. Downing with the rebound.
Number 33, Elizabeth for Clearwater, has been everywhere today. That's a name we're going to have to pay attention to.
Certainly, it seems like Collegiate's defensive strategy centers around stopping Carlson, but that does open up other opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Carly has seemed more than happy so far to delegate to her teammates.
Yes. A bit of a trap here by Clearwater on the sideline. Passed out to Villagillis for the three, and it's blocked. And out on Collegiate. Quick pass up ahead, and that is good for a layup.
Another open layup.
More transition offense, and Kalita throws the ball off away off the inbounds play. Another turnover by the Spartans.
You can't win with those petty errors, especially to a team as good as the Clearwater is.
Well, certainly unforced errors are going to be a problem if you're trying to win close games.
Couldn't agree more, Connor.
Carlson dribbling at the top, passes it inside. Layup is good.
Back-to-back one-foot layup for number 42 on Clearwater.
Now a 12-0 run for the Indians. Downing guarded heavily at the top of the court. Passes inside, and that ball is thrown away once again.
The scoreboard is showing 14-42.
Scoreboard may be incorrect there, Carson. I believe the score is 14-2.
Scoreboard has been compromised. It is back to normal.
And now we have corrected the scoreboard.
It's been a rough game so far, but not 42-14 in the first quarter, Bath.
Certainly not. 14-2, however, for the Indians. As they take the ball back up court after another Spartan turnover. Oh. Strong drive into the lane there by Chasen. And scores the layup. Now 16-2 for the Indians. Quick three taken by Conrad and off the mark and over the backboard but still rebounded by Clearwater. Back in transition go the Indians again. And another layup in the lane is good.
And Khalid didn't even recover that time, but they just can't stop the fast break right now.
Yeah. Certainly a problem getting back in defense. Khalid looking to get into some kind of rhythm here. Passes inside, and that ball's stolen. Pass up ahead again in transition. The foul. No.
Travel.
Sorry, travel.
That would be a
foul.
And that might have been six steps, Connor.
That was certainly a couple too many steps.
And finally, Ariana's back in the game. She hasn't played her normal minutes that she does in the first quarter here.
Vincent will check in, looking to get the Spartans a little bit more inside presence.
Yeah, they're just not the same defensive team when they don't have their senior leader on the floor. What was that?
Refs called stoppage. The play might have been for the clock is possibly what I heard, but not entirely sure. Remains clear to 12, however. Pass inside to Vincent, and a little bit of contact in the lane, but not enough. Gets her own rebound and a foul that time.
There we go.
Vincent will get to the line for two free throws. It's clear that looks to get back on the scoring call. First free throw from Vincent. Off the back iron.
Coach Ethan, the Lady Spartans, will take Ariana Vincent layups all day if Clearwater's giving it to him.
Absolutely, and that's really how Fleet is going to have to get back into those games with easy shots.
Mm-hmm.
Second free throw. Again, off the back iron. Rebound. Out to Thab, who tries to get the layup. A little bit of contact, but it's blocked. Put back again. No good. Vincent, mid-range shot. No good. And rebound goes out. Clearwater.
Vincent almost in a frustration foul there. But
yeah, a little bit. Pass inside again to Clearwater. Guarded by three Spartans, and that ball stolen. And that will be the end of the first quarter. Our score, 18, Clearwater Indians, Collegiate Spartans 2.
Brady, what do the Lady Spartans need to fix this next quarter if they want to get back in the game? looks to me like they're going to have to stop taking these rush shots up under the basket and look for a clean shot when they have it. Also, look to the outside as they draw a lot of defenders in when they have it. There are open threes on almost every single look there for the Spartans.
Their underclassmen do have a strap. We saw Laney Conrad pull a couple threes in the JV game just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, certainly opportunities for the Spartans to get back into the scoring column here, but it's going to be a long road back, down 18-2.
And if I were one of the girls on this team, I would be very hyped up by the great guitar playing by our star play freshman Greer Wiltsie over there.
Absolutely. Killer guitar play here from,
is this the Cranberry?
I think it is. Yes.
Wow.
Zombie, if I do recall.
Oh my god. Well, if that didn't get him in this game, I don't know what will.
Certainly nothing like a little bit of grunge to excite the people.
Huh? Yeah.
And second quarter getting back underway. We have ball passed across court to Vincent, who dribbles in the lane and travels.
Those are the passes they want to be making, though. That's Coach Heath's triangle offense working to perfection right there.
Certainly. Good rotation, good ball movement. Just got to look to get a shot up. Clearwater back into the lane. Hudson takes the ball and lays it up, cuts through the defense and scores.
Athletic again.
Yeah, really nice drive there.
That's Elizabeth's eighth point of the game. Leading scorer for Clearwater.
Turnus is met at the half court line and nearly has the ball stolen and that ball thrown away by Conrad.
Is that Anderson?
Oh, nice. Younger or older?
Ah.
Learn something new every day. Yeah.
Clearwater back with possession. Carlson at the top of the key. Vincent's going to be called for a tripping foul there. Stopping the progress of Berlin.
First second.
Clearwater kicks the ball back out to Carlson, looking to set up a little bit of offense. Clearwater still looking at the ball inside, and that ball stolen by Collegiate. Clearwater really couldn't get anything going that possession. Turnus will take the ball up the court for the Spartans as the Spartans look to capitalize off the turnover from Clearwater. Open three for Conrad, and that ball's going to be over the backboard.
The Carlson matchup was really emphasized earlier in the game, but since the start of the second quarter, they're no longer base guarding her.
Yeah, certainly. Looks like they dropped back into a little bit more, held the zone a little tighter there in the lane. Really put an emphasis on not letting that ball get inside.
I agree, and that should be a lot easier now that number 33, Elizabeth, for Clearwater is out of the game.
Yeah, certainly takes that other threat out of the game, and that's what the Spartans are going to continue to do here. Carlson's going to be left alone, someone at the top of the key. Oh, they worked an open three for her, though, and that is good. Yeah, worked a little bit of an off-ball screen on that possession. Mm-hmm. 23-2 now is the score for Clearwater. Herman, open three, and no good. Putback is put in by Overman, however, and it'll be 23-4.
First, second chance points of the game.
Open three for Carlson again. This time she misses. Rebound, though, goes back up to Clearwater and rejected by Vincent, who will get called for the foul on the rebound.
The confidence that Carly Carlson had walking into that shot shows how good of a shooter she is.
Yeah, absolutely. No hesitation. Vincent's going to be called for the third foul, though, of the game.
Wow, third of the game?
Third of the game on Vincent. That is a big loss for the Spartans, who will likely be without her now for the rest of the half. Three for Clearwater is good. In the corner is Carlson.
Back-to-back Carlson three.
That's really not someone you want getting hot for the Indians if you're Fleager.
Couldn't agree more.
Pass inside and Overman falls to the ground and the ball gets away.
Was that a fall or a trip?
Well, to me it looked a little bit more like there's certainly a little bit of contact there.
I see.
Certainly a bit of contact. Refs have called it a turnover though. No foul.
Carlson checks out of the game and 33 Elizabeth will take up point guard duties.
And that ball's going to be thrown away by Clearwater. Spartans will take possession now. Score is 26-4 with 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Downing takes the ball, passes to Conrad at the top of the key. And Conrad kicks to Tatum. Tatum drives the lane, lays it up, and no good.
Oh!
Strong rebound, though. By
the hustle by Langley Overman. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
She's been in the weight room.
High up is called, though, and possession error favors the Indians.
I'll try my best.
Open three for the Indians once again. This one is way off the mark. And Turnus will take it with the rebound. Ball hit, almost dribbled out of bounds. And that pass is going to be thrown away by Conrad. Clearwater now out in transition. Quick pass in the lane for Lynn, no good. And rebounded once again by Turnus.
Great court vision shown by Elizabeth, ready to delegate to her teammate.
Shot in the lane, no good, and Herman, that time they will say, was tripped on the rebound.
32, is that the one that's been in some foul trouble already?
Do you believe it is? Yes, that is clever.
I think that is her third.
Wow. Foul, so. Both the Spartans and Indians now in foul trouble with two key players getting on the bench now.
Sadly for the Spartans, Carlson's time on the bench is short-lived.
That ball stolen by the Indians once again. Layup in the lane, and that is good. Turnus is going to take the ball off the court for the Spartans. Downing passes inside to Herman in the lane, and the layup is good.
Good shot.
Work through the contact there to get the layup.
Coach Dylan Heath has a few drills in practice to, wide open.
That three is missed.
As I was saying, Coach Dylan Heath has a couple drills in practice to emphasize finishing through contact.
Certainly when you get into these games in the later season, working through contact is going to be important. You got to have a lot of strength as the game goes through. Cleet?
Thanks for the game, Steve.
And Cleet on that previous possession turned the ball over once again, but Clearwater could not execute in transition. It'll be Downing carrying the ball up the court for the Spartans, and will be called for the travel, although she was heavily pressured by a Clearwater defender.
Clearwater
calls her first time out of the half.
For the past 2 minutes, that was no upperclassman on the court for the Lady Spartans.
Yeah, certainly. It's doesn't make things any easier when her senior leader does have three fouls for the half. Certainly the Spartans at this point in the season and at this point in the game have to look for depth from underclassmen who have a little bit of experience.
They need to look for someone young to set the tone out there when Ariana can't.
Yeah. Well, certainly it provides many opportunities, though, for these new players to get into the action.
They'll be very developed. No idea.
Test, test, test.
Can you make it louder just for us, though? Mm-hmm. I can't hear it under my XL finger. Play it. Yeah. I don't know if that's possible.
We're going to do their turnover there for the Indians, but they get it back out to the top of the key. Oh! Ball pass inside. Kicks for an awful open three. Guarded in the lane though by Cleveland. That ball's going to be stolen. Downing now has the ball for the Spartans.
Talk louder.
And that ball's going to be turned over. Puffle, no, not turned over. Cleveland gets it back. Downing. Quick three taken and off the mark. Rebounded by Clearwater. Pass up ahead for the Indians and the foul.
It's 11.
Clevenger with the and one.
Oh, siblings. Clevenger.
Yeah, two Clevengers. For the 3-point play. And that free throw is good. Clearwater extends their lead to 31-6.
I think that play might have been an example of the fatigue starting to set in. For
and you can see it with Downing taking the ball off the court. Certainly looks a little bit exhausted. Mm-hmm. She's been out on the court for most of the game.
Oh,
and hard contact in the lane there as that ball stolen and laid up, but no good. Tip on the rebound, and that ball's going to be out on Clearwater.
Well, Indians on the floor right now.
Yeah, certainly.
They're all hustling. They're getting the burns, as Coach Beagle would say.
Open layup in the lane, and no good. Ball off the shot off the mark, and Clearwater has the ball back. Quick pass inside, and that layup is good by Crockett.
You know, I've seen Tatum Downing drive up that right side 5 times in a row.
Yeah, certainly a little bit of that. Predictable going off the court.
Yeah, they're committed to their strategy, but
certainly
is Clearwater. I think Clearwater's going to grow to expect it.
And that ball's going to be tied up in the lane. Collegiate will retain the possession though. Furman will come out again for the Spartans. Pass inside to Overman, lays it up, and no good. Gets her own rebound, though. Puts it back up, no good. And rebounded by the Clearwater Indians.
30.
Mercy.
Layup in the lane again for Clearwater, and that shot is good. 35-6 now is the score for the Indians. As the Spartans will look to hold for the last possession in the half. Just about 10 seconds left. And that ball's stolen. Clearwater's going to have to go quick. 5 seconds left now. Quick three by Carlson, and no good off the mark. Rebounded, though, and a foul is called right before the half. Looks like it'll be 2 free throws for Clearwater to go into the locker room with.
If I'm not mistaken, did Carly Carlson just do the viral LaMelo wait there and then shoot the ball?
Certainly looked like it.
That was some gusto.
Certainly was. Well, had to get the shot off quick and allowed time for the rebound, though, which led to the foul.
Mm-hmm.
First free throw is off the mark for Nolan. Second free throw is good, and that will be halftime. The score 36 for the Clearwater Indians, 6 for the Collegiate Spartans.
Turnovers and points off turnovers have really been the story for this game.
So
the Lady Spartans just can't get back on defense right now.
Yep. Somebody said about layups here, contested layups. Seems like the Spartans have missed their contested layups while the Indians have gotten the good roll and have executed well on those shots.
You know what, I tell you what, I've seen Tatum Downing drive up the right side with the ball 7 times in a row. I'm thinking Clearwater is just going to grow to expect the offense and have an answer for it every time.
Yeah.
You know,
I think after that third or fourth time, they might already be expecting it a little bit, yeah.
Well, certainly, if you drive with your right hand every single time, the defense is, like Aiden said, they're going to expect it, and they're going to look to guard the players on the right side. We'll take a quick break for halftime, and we'll be back soon. Welcome back to the Collegiate.
Test.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
It's all about the game.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess that's got to be up. Okay, we're going to...
Connor, 16 minutes through. Can I get an NBA player comparison for Carly Carlson?
You know... That's tough. If I'm going to go kind of retro here, Carson, I'm going to go a little Reggie Miller almost.
Wow.
Can really shoot the three, but a good handler as well.
Does he have the trash talk that Reggie Miller has?
Well, hey, we don't know. That's, don't know if I can see it from up here, whether that's a yes or no, but it's certainly possible. And Carlson will be the one taking the ball up court for the Indians, top three. A little bit of, that was a pass there, but it finds its, and that ball's going to be out of bounds off Collegiate, even though that ball looks like it went off a Clevenger.
Number 11 here, getting the second half start for the Lady Spartans.
Yep.
She definitely made a noticeable defensive impact in the first half.
Yeah, came away with a couple of steals, a couple of misdirections. And that way it's going to be good for the Indians. Clevenger with the score. Downing once again taking the ball up court for Spartans. Picks up her dribble. Heavily defended now.
Oh, man.
Going to have to work out of it. And Burrow is able to come to the ball.
There to today.
And a little bit of miscommunication there as Herman was cutting. But Burrow saw it too late and that pass is going to be turned over.
It's been more butterfingers than errant passes, like you just saw there, that have been the turnovers today.
Trojan takes the three, and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
41-6 down the score for the Indians. Herman takes off the Spartans. Top of the key. And Overman loses the ball. That ball's out of transition now. Carlson has it. Passes to Berlin. Free taken by Hampton off the mark, and that ball's going to be out off Collegiate off of Overman on the rebound. Tried to box out. Ball slipped off the board, however. Carlson inbounding the ball for the Indians. That ball's deflected, and Poots comes down with a steal. Yeah. That ball's kicked, and the refs will call it as such. Collegiate sitting down from the sidelines. Around the corner, passes into Overman. Three from below, it's good!
Gross.
And that's going to be rolled a two, so 41-8 now the score. Open in the lane, and Fletcher. Quick answer there from the Indians. Downing takes the ball off the court, dribbles to the right. Passes to Barreau, tried to at least, and that ball's going to be deflected out of bounds.
Ladies
Conrad
and
Madison. Conrad takes the ball in the corner, double team, however. And timeout called by the court.
Hayden, if you're Coach Heath, what halftime offensive adjustments are you making to get back in this game?
In the case of offense, adjustment, definitely diversity. Adding a little more diversity and maybe not focusing so much on the inside, because they're just Clearwater's going to have an answer for it every time, turning it around.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of deja vu as well, man. Wow.
A little bit of Led Zeppelin here or something, yeah. It's not rock band.
That is electric.
Carson, on a scale of 1 to Robert Plant, how would you rate that string?
I don't even know who that is.
I think it's a Led Zeppelin.
Oh, really? At least an 8, bro.
Okay.
Just a freshman. He has so much singing potential. Wow.
Certainly showing off a little bit of vocal range there.
Falsetto, yeah?
Yeah. Turn the sixth ball for the Spartans. Double teamed in the corner. Passes to Conrad, who gets it into Overman. Layup is blocked. Ball is in the Spartans.
No? Okay.
Conrad takes what looks like a three. Wow. Won't matter, though. Shot was deflected. Two-on-one opportunity for the Indians. Ball passed out, but kicked out of bounds. And Collegiate will get the ball back. Looks like another one of those scoring opportunities for the Indians where they're going to exploit the fast break, but unable to as the ball's kicked out of bounds. So the turn is taking the ball up the court for the Spartans once again. Drills to her left this time. Ball is attempted to be passed in for Vincent, but the pass is picked off. Quick pass there, and just off the mark is the layup.
She has Hall of Fame bullet pass real quick.
That was, and might I say, seemed like a little bit of a little bit of a comment for the defender pushed past that ball. Maybe thinking about taking that shot, decided not to, though, found the easy look in the paint. And that pass from the once again picks off out ahead to Carlson, all alone in the paint, and scores.
Pass to my Carlson. 45-8
now, the Indians lead. Spartans really have not had much of a rhythm this whole entire game. A lot of turnovers, looking to get something set up here. Vincent, contested in the lane, is blocked. Put back is no good.
They're getting a lot of like second chance looks. They're just not capitalizing.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of looks at the paint. The problem is it's a very, very toughly contested, however. Clearwater with the rebound, but it's batted away off of Vincent. Clearwater retains it. Mass substitutions for the Spartans as Vincent, Turnes, and Overman all come out. Pass in and a long layup off the glass. for Clevenger. Conrad with the ball for the Spartans. Out to Babbitt at the top of the key. Dribbles into traffic. Bit of an open lane there, no good. Rebound goes out to Carlson, passes up court quickly.
Wow.
Declines the open three for a look and a foul on the rebound. To put back. Yeah, certainly.
Notorious for going for the threes, and he just left it.
Well, certainly, declining the good shot for the great shot, potentially, to get that ball inside. That shot, that extra shot, however, was blocked, but the rebound for the Indians resulted in the foul. First free throw for Clevenger is good.
Man, we've been talking about the Lady Spartans youth all day, but there are two freshmen and three sophomores out on the court right now. This is a developmental squad.
Certainly. Second free throw for Clevenger. Furman passes to Conrad. Conrad dribbles into the lane. It's stopped by Clearwater. Defender picks up a dribble and the ball stripped away. Open mid-range shot for Clevenger. It's good.
What a trick question, man. Baby freshman on the court? Oh, yeah. 6 foot freshman. Wow.
That ball's going to go off of Downing's foot out of bounds. And another unforced error from the Spartans leads to a turnover. Clearwater has possession once again.
We consider the possibility that the Lady Spartans are tanking for Victor Wembanyama.
Second stretching. Clearwater might be getting a little confident, taking out their star player, replacing her with a freshman who just played in the JV game.
Ball to the floor for Clearwater player. Left terminal for what was basically a free throw. That shot was missed off Black Iron. Rebounded out to Clearwater. Carlson with the ball, passes out. Carlson takes the three, contested, and off of the backboard. Babb takes the rebound, trying to go to the left court, trying to get something moving in transition. Has to stop, though. And the Spartans will now try to set up their offense. Tatum goes to her left. Passes to Conrad. Gave up the look at a possible three. Conrad still dribbling on the arc. Gets it inside to Herman. Layup is good.
Good shot. Triangle to a T right there.
Open three, in and out. And the Spartans get the rebound. That's stolen by Carlson and blocked, however, on the putback. Clearwater pressing hard off the rebound.
Oh.
And he's going to force the turnover once again. Vincent Turnus will come back into the game. Coming out is Furman and Babb. Carlson kicks across court. Three off the mark, off the front iron, rebounded by Vincent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Moving screen called on Vincent.
Wow.
At this point in the game, Carson, do you leave her in?
Yeah, she's got to play through it at this point.
Yeah. It's late in the game, getting ready to go into the fourth quarter. Something that you're just going to have to rest. You're just going to have to leave the senior out on court in this situation.
And
he's declining the open three. Good ball by Clearwater. Gets the open shot in the lane.
Maybe win one more in the quarter.
There he is. Looks like the Lady Spartans are missing the scoring of would-be senior Catherine Graves right now.
Possibly, if you go into more depth about possible scoring opportunities.
I mean, I would love to. She was helped them stretch the floor last year, but she decided to prioritize other things instead of basketball this year. She said that the coaching change did not affect her decision to not come out this year, that it was strictly personal, but they tried to replace her with a couple freshmen and Chloe De La Gomez and here, and we just haven't seen the scoring from them that I would expect from Catherine.
Yes, certainly. And although the scoring may not be there for the Spartans right now, you can see where some of that potential may be. There is some freshman talent out there. We saw in the DC game before we came on the air that Maddie Babbitt putting up the scoring numbers and a lot of good defensive rebounding.
I agree. Where's Maddie Babbitt been during this varsity?
Well, she's certainly been out there on the court a little bit, just not getting a whole lot of time.
It's tough. She was playing some Jeff Van Gundy level minutes, but that's it. Yeah.
Certainly. And that's the tough part, I think, Carson, is the fact that there just really isn't a whole lot of depth to work with on this team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, of course, you have to allow the younger girls to get experience on the JV side. And then when it comes time to play varsity, if you get into a little bit of foul trouble or you have people that get exhausted, it makes it really difficult to sub in those players because they're already exhausted from the previous JV game.
Coach Keith is making the most of his limited depth right now.
He certainly is. Collegiate with the ball now. Downing puts it up, he's fouled. Downing misses the first three throw. Second free throw off the mark. Keith Furman with the rebound, however, puts it back up and good.
Strong finish. Is she leading them in points tonight?
I would have to check the stats on that, but it seems like that she's been a main contributor for the Spartans. Yeah. Couple of blocked shots from the Spartans. And that ball's going to be out of Collegiate. Clearwater retakes possession. Clearwater moving the ball around the arc. Inside pass is picked off, however, by Furman. And the Spartans now with the ball. Conrad goes in and then out to Herman, now to Herman, and the layup in the lane is off from Herman, and the ball's going to be outbounds off to the water.
I think they'll live with that shot.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, nice floater in the lane. Not more than 5 feet out from the basket. That's a shot you'll take all day.
Yeah, wasn't too confident.
Herman may have another chance at it, and this is off the back iron.
It's not falling.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Leafit certainly has had the looks in the lane. They're getting the looks they want, but shots really just not falling for them tonight. And pass goes through.
Maybe that. Thank you for the game for Leafit.
Pass went out of bounds, they're off Clearwater. Collegiate now has the ball. Conrad Gridlin gets the ball into Overman, puts it up, is fouled, and the shot will not be good. Two free throws coming up. Victor Overman.
He's crafty down on the block.
Yeah, he, also, before that, Conrad had a nice reverse dribble there to get the ball into Overman.
Now that these two teams are on even age playing fields, it feels fairly fair right now. Yeah, I think it's been some good back and forth.
Yeah, a lot of back and forth, certainly.
It hasn't been a big run for Indians lately.
First free throw was off the mark. Second free throw now. It's good.
And they take her out.
Overman's going to come out for Vincent.
I don't care, Brett.
Foul called on Zab there for a push. Correction, that foul was Conrad. Aaron passes through, while he's picked off by Turnus, dribbling in, passes to Conrad, open look, and off the mark, and Swift is...
That's the only way these girls can stop her.
Yeah, certainly was driving to the basket. Sherman has the ball in the paint once again. Picks up a dribble, though, and tries to pass to Vincent. Picked off. Shot by Clearwater is no good. Rebounded, however, and kicks back out. Passes, picked off by Babzo, tries to save it, and goes back to the run. Oh, hard collision at half court.
Pops right back up.
Really hard collision there at half court. Between Nolan
and Callie Nolan there, really showing some grit.
Luckily, both players are okay.
I could have heard a pin drop in here.
Yeah, place went silent really quick. Clearwater works the ball into the paint, kicks back out. Open look in the lane, no good though, and that ball's going to go out of bounds uncontested.
And Callie's just playing through the injury. She had a little pass to shot right there.
Yeah. Clock continues to run here in the fourth quarter, just 2 minutes left. Bab fakes out a defender. And no good as the shot rebounds and a push by Ramsey.
Getting a little chippy out there.
Yeah, certainly his play has grinded to a halt just a little bit. A couple of back and forth fouls from each club.
Yeah.
In and out is the shot for Clearwater and out of bounds off Clearwater.
Indians aren't eager to slow things down. They're still putting shots up.
Oh, certainly. Underclassmen looking to get a chance to score some points here for the coach that they can also score.
They're vying for some varsity minutes.
Absolutely. Well, really, those players out here are a lot of underclassmen in this game right now.
Mm-hmm.
Zilla Gomez is fouled on the shot.
First we're seeing of Zilla Gomez is like the first quarter, I think.
First free throw gets the roll.
You can tell that's a very practiced free throw routine right there.
Certainly. Work through into perfection. Second free throw goes out of bounds. Nineteen seconds left in this game. We'll see if Clearwater dribbles out the clock or not. They'll hold the ball top a little bit, moving the ball around. And it looks like Clearwater's just going to hold this and let the game finish. 5 seconds left on the clock, and Clearwater's just going to pass it around. And that'll be the game. Final score, the Clearwater Indians 53 and the Collegiate Spartans 14.
It was a pleasure calling this game with you, Connor.
Thank you, Carson. I'm really happy to get this started, and a lot of fun. We'll take a break and be back for the boys' game shortly. Thank you.